It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hello, I'm Amit O'Ramley, an ISV evangelist with Microsoft, and today we're going to have a nice conversation with Chris Kaplinger from KnowledgeLink.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm Chris Kaplinger. I'm the CTO at KnowledgeLink. We're an ISV that builds document imaging solutions for SharePoint.
So Chris, tell me about your new Silverlight experience that you're developing for KnowledgeLink imaging.
Yeah, so we started late last year. We decided that Silverlight would actually make a good platform for doing a line of business application inside SharePoint. So what we're doing is we're taking our entire SharePoint application and we're going to front end it with a Silverlight application, and we're calling sort of a ECM desktop. So we're going to give consumers the ability to scan, view, search, and do workflow right inside of Silverlight.
Fantastic. So tell me how this new Silverlight experience is an improvement for your customers.
I think the biggest improvement our customers are going to have is going to be the fact that they have a much smoother experience than they had before. Right now we use a lot of portals inside SharePoint, and we also we built a viewer, so for viewing documents, viewing PDF files and TIFF files and doing annotations, we built it in Ajax. But it's still all JavaScript and just normal ASP.NET. And the experience is good, but there's just some things that's not the smoothest in the world. Our customers are used to coming from a thick client experience, and they've had complaints about the software. They're used to seeing software that can do a lot more. Things are a lot smoother. So we realized with Silverlight, we can provide that smooth user experience and also provide the cross-browser functionality. And when we're talking cross-browser functionality, not just from the aspect of maybe IE and Firefox and even Google Chrome and browsers like that eventually, but even moving from IE 7 to IE 8, because recently we found an issue where our current Ajax viewer does not work in IE 8 as expected. So just the experience like that is going to be much nicer using Silverlight, not having to worry about going back and recompiling for different browsers.
Great. So Chris, tell me how using Silverlight has been an added experience and enhancement for your developers.
Our developers have really enjoyed using Silverlight. They've been wanting to get into the Windows Presentation Foundation for quite some time, and it's been tough to do a lot of times with some of our forms applications, but with the Silverlight application, it's been a great chance for us to go in and learn. They've got a chance to go in and they've started learning how to build the animations with applications such as Expression. They've also learned how to do some of the same animations inside Visual Studio. It took them probably 30 to 45, and sometimes up to 2 months, some of the developers, to actually learn how to do some of the development. But now that they've gotten used to it, now that they can start using some of the features of the Presentation Foundation, they can do a lot more. They're able to actually create user experiences faster than they could before that actually look better. So the developers, once they got used to it, once they got used to doing things in Silverlight and doing things with WPF, they've enjoyed it much more. It's much cleaner and easier to use in Windows Forms.
So you talked about how your developers spent some time using Expression, Blend, and Visual Studio. Do you find your developers are using both tools, or do you have some people using Expression Blend more, your designers and your developers more staying in the Visual Studio side of the world?
Well, what we're actually discovering is nobody likes to use Expression. Everybody wants to use either Visual Studio. Our designers, they're crazy. They still use Photoshop. So what they'll actually do is they'll actually create an experience for us using Photoshop, and then they'll actually cut out everything that we need in smaller images and give those images to the developers. And then the developers use Expression only to the point where they have to. After that, they would rather do everything inside of Visual Studio. You're talking about software engineers. At KnowledgeLink, since we have mostly, it's mostly about commercial applications, business applications, our developers are never going to be the best designers in the world. So getting them to go in and really take advantage of Expressions would be difficult for us to do.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. That was very, very informative, and we look forward to working with you more.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.